Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alex George. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Saffel. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Littrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Skipinski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Craddock. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Walt Craddock. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.W. Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chick King. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bud Black. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bud Black. And now, play ball. Alex George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George strikes out. One out. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel takes first base on ball four. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Littrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Littrell. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craddock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a line drive into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. George settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Chick King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. George fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skipinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Craddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craddock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 1 in the game. George hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Bertoia reaches second base with a double. Bud Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black bunts towards the mound. Craddock fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to third. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball towards right. Simpson catches it and throws to home to double up Bertoia. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0 for 1 in the game. Saffel takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Saffel moves to second. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black spins and fires to second, with Keen covering, and Saffel is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skipinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Skipinski is called out on strikes. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth is hit by the pitch. Boyer moves to second. Walt Craddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craddock is 0 for 1 in the game. Craddock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to third. Astroth moves to second. Two outs. Alex George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 2 in the game. George strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Porter reaches second base with a double. Chick King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bertoia strikes out. There goes Hatfield. The throw from Astroth to second, and Hatfield is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Saffel bunts towards third. Bertoia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Saffel moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Saffel moves to third. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Littrell takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Skipinski hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 0 in the game. Black hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Black moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Black scores. There goes Keene trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 2-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is hit by the pitch. Boyer moves to second. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Walt Craddock. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power pinch hits for Alex George. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Saffel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Kiriazakos now pitching. Jim Finnegan now playing second base. Jerry Skipinski now playing shortstop. Billy Shantz now catching. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bud Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Black hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Keene reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Shantz and he is safe. Keene steals third. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field. Saffel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Saffel. Keene scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Skipinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skipinski moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Skipinski moves to third. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.